Good to be with you this morning.
今天早上很高兴能够跟大家在一起。
This is my first time in your new building.
这是我第一次在你们的新堂来聚会。
So, also thankful for this first day of winter.
我也现在很高兴今天是冬季的第一天。
Now we're ready for Thanksgiving, now that we've had a little cold weather.
因为天气变冷了，那我们就刚好准备迎接这个感恩节的来临。
Our sermon today is about the subject of hope.
今天我们讲到的题目是有关于盼望的。
And as an introduction to the sermon, we're going to have a few moments of prayer together in just a minute.
我们在准备今天的讲道，我们希望大家一起能做一个祷告。我们请。
Not yet.
还没开始，他说。
Sort of like.Kaming told me to come on up. He wanted us to join the choir this morning. Did you see that?
你看到今天啊，昆明牧师叫我上来，要我跟诗班一起唱歌。
He's never heard me sing.
他没听过我唱歌。
And my Chinese is very weak.
我的中文也不好。
But what I want us to pray about is that today is the last day of a week of prayer for the persecuted church.
今天我想跟大家祷告的是，今天是。这个礼拜最后的一天，要为那些受逼害的教会来祷告。
Right now,
现在今天
，there are 200 million people，
大约有两亿的人
，60% of whom are children，
大约60%是儿童
，and they are facing persecution for believing in Jesus，
他们因热心相信耶稣而受到逼害。
So.Here are some items that I would like for us to pray for.
So, 现在我有一些项目想大家一起来祷告的。
Pray that they would know the hope that God gives.
他们知道他们在神的恩召里面有何等的指望。
Pray that the Holy Spirit would strengthen them.
祷告圣灵叫他们心里力量刚强起来。
That those who are under attack.Would know how much God loves them.
让那些受到逼害的，让他们亲身经历神如何的爱他们。
That they would know how to share the gospel, even though they are being attacked.
虽然他们受到攻击，可他们学会怎么样去传福音。
And that they would fearlessly tell others about Jesus.
而且他们也会放胆的向别人传讲耶稣。
So what I would like for you to do, you can pull into small groups of maybe 3 people or 4 people seated right near you. You can just remain seated, but pull, just turn towards one another and just begin to pray, pray together and pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ around the world who are suffering. Would you pray?
所以我想在座我们可不可以3到4个人围成一组，坐在你跟你旁边的人，你们就彼此的为刚才我们所提到要为那些受逼害的教会那些弟兄姐妹来祷告。我们现在开始好吗？
Father, we thank you for Jesus that He died on the cross, that He gave up this hope that one day we will reign with you. One day we will see you face to face. Sometimes we suffer on this earth, but it's for the purpose of preparing ourselves that we are able to worthy to be called your children as we bear your suffering on this world. I pray for these brothers and sisters.For their strong faith in you, that even they know they will face persecution, but they decided to follow you because they know you are their Lord, their Father. So I pray that during this persecution, that you strengthen them, that they let them personally experience your presence, and that you give them the boldness to continue to be your witness to the people who persecute them, so that they will be the light in that dark world. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
If the person praying in your group would close in the next few moments,
希望在座在祷告的，希望在很短时间内可以结束这个环节的祷告。
And if you would, let me now close us in prayer.
那我现在就做一个结束的祷告。
Father, you are the God of hope, and you know that many times life in this world especially when we're being attacked for believing in you and following the Lord Jesus, that it drains the hope right out of us.
主啊，谢谢你是我们的盼望。虽然在这个世界有受到迫害的时候，我们这些受迫害的人可能这些盼望都没有了。
So we stand with our brothers and sisters in Christ.
So we 跟这些弟兄姐妹一起的站在一起。
Fill them with your hope. We pray.
我们求你充让他们充满你的盼望。我们这样祷告。
In Jesus' name.
是奉耶稣的名。阿门。
Amen. So the message this morning, in a sense, comes right out of my place in my journal where I go to record.Things that God is teaching me and reminded me of in my daily life.
我今天的讲道是从我平常的那些灵修的笔记里面找出来的。
I've been doing a study the last 4 months on the ideas of comfort, of hope.
在过去的四个月，我是做了一些的圣经的研究，关于安慰与盼望的。
I'll remind you of a few of scripture verses and truths about hope.
我今天跟大家分享一些圣经的章节是关于盼望。
In 1 Corinthians 13, God reminds us three things last forever: faith, hope, and love.
在哥林多前书里面，神的话语提醒我们说，现在长存的有信望跟爱。
And hope is the cornerstone.The fate of the other two.
其中最大的就是爱，可是呢，这个信盼望却是一个房角石。
Paul says it this way in Colossians chapter 1.
他就是信跟爱的一个基石，就在哥罗西书的第一章里面，保罗提到。
The faith and love spring from hope.
他是说到这个信跟这个爱是基于那给你们存在天上的盼望。
So that both our ability to trust God, have faith with Him, springs from hope.
我们对神之所以有信心，是因为我们有盼望。
And our belief that love can make a difference and is worth giving to other people springs out of hope.
我们相信爱是有价值的，是可以我们可以去爱别人的原因，就是因为我们有这个盼望。
A hopeless person it makes it impossible for someone to care for others.
一个绝望的人，他真的是不会想到要去在乎、去照顾、去关怀别人。
Without hope, faith is just a doctrine that gathers dust on our shelves.
要是没有盼望的话，那我们的信心就好像在书架上封存的那些教条一样。
So my question this morning is, can you ask yourself, how is your hope these days?
所以今天早上我问大家一个问题，你今天的盼望是怎么样的状况？
I believe that there's a direct link between knowing the comfort of God and having a vibrant hope in God.
我知道这里有一个关系，就是说你在神里面有怎么样的安慰，就是你有在神里面有怎么样一个生机勃勃的盼望。
Do you have need of comfort this morning?
你今天早上需要被神安慰吗？
I do.
我需要。
And so maybe I'm just preaching to myself.
可能我今天就是跟我自己来讲道了。
But I'll let you listen in.
我也希望你们也听见。
I want us to look at three passages of scripture.
我们今天要看圣经的三段经文。
And to let these passages be viewed as anchors that we're dropping down into the water, anchors to hold us in place.
就像这三段经文就像三个锚这样把船稳定的在水里。
Anchors of hope.
这就是盼望的那个锚。
Turn with me to Acts chapter 18.
我们一起看这个使徒行传的第十八章。
And we'll be reading verses 9 through 11.
我们一起来看九到十一节。
But let me tell you the story first of what's going on.
首先我要先跟你讲讲这个故事是怎么开始的。
Paul has been in the city of Corinth preaching and reaching out and seeking to start a church.
保罗当时在哥林多在那边传道，希望能够成立教会。
He has had some positive response.
他当时有一些很好的反应。
But he has also had a growing opposition.
可是同时也有很多的迫害反对。
Paul would be able to identify with the other Christians in the world today that are being persecuted.
当时的保罗就好像今天那么很多众多受迫害的基督徒一样。
Paul needs hope, and God comes and offers him hope.
当时保罗既需要有盼望，而神就给了他盼望。
So let's look at verses 9 through 11.
我们一起来看18章的9到11节。
And the Lord said to Paul one night in a vision.
夜间主在异象中对保罗说
Do not be afraid, but go on speaking, and do not be silent.
不要怕，只管讲，不要闭口。
For I am with you.
因为我与你同在。
And no one will attack you to harm you.
因为没有人下手来害你。
For I have many in this city who are my people.
因为在这城里我有许多的百姓。
And Paul stayed a year and 6 months.
那保罗就在那里住了一年零六个月。
Teaching the word of God among them.
将神的道来教训他们。
The first anchor point.
第一个精髓的锚呢
is that.Our hope is anchored to the truth that God is working before we even show up.
我们的这个盼望是，就是说，我们知道，当我们还没有做事情的时候，神已经在做工。
God tells Paul, "Be bold with the gospel in this city. I have many people."
神告诉保罗说，你又在这里刚强壮胆，又在这个城里，我有许多的百姓。
I'm going to work through your sharing Christ to bring them into my family.
我要借着你传讲这个福音，要把这些百姓带回来。
He says, "I'm going to be with you."
我会与你同在。
And he says, "While you're carrying out this assignment, Paul, I'm also going to protect you from the opposition."
我给你这样一个托付，我同时也会保护你的。
You will have what you need to accomplish.Your mission in this city.
在这个城里，你有足够的，我会供应你的需要来做这个事工。
Have you heard God say to you?
有没有听到神是说你啊
？I have brought you into this classroom.
我今天把你带到这个房间。
I have brought you into this office.
我今天把你带到这个办公室。
I have brought you into this neighborhood.
我带你今天带到这个你的邻舍，你住的地方。
Have you heard God whisper to you that where I have assigned you and brought you, I have my people?
有没有听到神跟你低微声的说，我把你带到这里，因为这里有我的百姓。
The fact that He has placed a Christ follower among a group of people.
神把这些神的神把他这个子民带到某一个群组里面
should assure us that long before we even moved into that neighborhood or started that job, God was working.
让我们清楚的知道，在我们还没有开始搬进这个社区，我们还没有真正开始这个工作，神已经在那里做工。
God has His people.
神有他的百姓。
And He will use you and I.
他会用到你跟我。
To bring them into His family,
要把他们带回神的家里。
And He will be with us.
而且神是跟我们同在。
Anchor your hope to the God who is working before you even show up.
所以你们的盼望是在我们还没有做工之前，我的盼望是已经在工作的神。
Second anchor point.
第二个我们的盼望在于。
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们来打开哥林多前书的第三章。
Again, let me tell you a little bit of the story.
那我也跟大家讲一讲这个故事的开始。
This is the same church 2 or 3 years later.
这就是两三年以后的这同一个教会。
Paul is now in Ephesus and he's writing a letter to the church in Corinth.
保罗在以弗所，他写一封信给哥林多教会。
The same church that he was starting in Acts 18.
就是在哥林多保罗所建立的教会。
But my friends, there's a problem.
可是朋友们，你知道这个教会有问题。
There's conflict in this church.
在教会里面有纷争。
There's a group saying, "Oh, we follow Paul."
因为在教会里面有一群人说我们是跟保罗的。
And another group saying, "Oh, we follow Apollos."
可是另外一个群人就说，哎，我们是跟阿波罗的。
And then there's a few people wanting to be really spiritual, so they say, no, we follow Jesus.
可是当中有一些非常属灵人说，哎，不是，我们是跟随耶稣基督的。
There's a great deal, a spirit of superiority and judgment.
在当中就有很多的论断，有很多的自以为是的属灵。
People cannot work as one, as a family of God.
可是大家不能同心的在神的家一起在一起服侍。
They're actually pulling the family apart.
其实就把这个教把这个家来的弄得四分五裂。
And they're pointing with fingers us and them, and they're on our side. No, they're on your side.
其实就互相的指责，这是我们的，这是他们的。你是站在他们那边，我们是站在我们这边。
This church is in a moment where the people in that church are losing hope.
这个哥林多教会的在当时的情况是那些的基督徒们是失去了盼望。
How could they even begin to show the love of Christ to the world if they can't even show it to each other?
这一群人当他们自己都不能彼此相爱的话，他们怎么样去向世人表明神的爱呢？
And it's in that kind of a deep conflict.Situation that Paul gives them a strong word.
就在这种那么严重的纷争的时候，保罗就给他们一些很严厉的话。
So start in verse 5.
就在第五节开始。
What then is Apollos?
那波罗算什么？
What then is Paul?
那保罗算什么？
Servants through whom you believed as the Lord assigned to each.
无非是执事照主所赐给个人的，引导你们相信。
I planted.
我栽种了。
Apollos watered.
把波罗浇灌了。
But God gave the growth.
唯有神叫他生长。
So neither he who plants,
可见栽种的算不得什么。
Nor he who waters is anything.
浇灌的也算不得什么。
But only God who gives the growth.
只有那叫他生长的神。
He who plants and he who waters are one.
栽种的和浇灌的都是一样。
And each will receive his wages according to his labor.
但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。
For we are God's fellow workers.
因为我们是与神同工的。
You are God's field, God's building.
你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房。
According to the grace of God given to me.
我照神所给我的恩。
Like a skilled master builder.
好像一个聪明的工头。
I laid a foundation and someone else is building upon it.
立好了根基，有别人在上面建造。
Let each one take care how he builds upon it.
只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
Did you notice the phrase that was repeated several times in those few verses?
在这几段这节经文里面，你没有发现有一个字常常出现的。
God is the God of growth.
就看到神就是一个使人生长的神。
Paul's just a servant.
保罗只是一个仆人。
Apollos just a servant.
阿波罗也只是一个仆人。
Don't focus on the servants, he says.
你不要只是看这些做工的仆人。
We just show up before Jesus, and he assigns us a task.
其实我们就在耶稣的面前，他分配了我们一些工作。
We're just his servants.
我们都是他的仆人。
But God gives the growth.
可是只有神让这些事情生长。
He is the foundation, he says in verse 11. Jesus Christ is the foundation.
在十一节说，耶稣基督就是根基。
We're just God's fellow workers.
我们只是属于神的仆人。
So the second anchor point is this.
所以第二点，我们只是说到的是。
We are to anchor our hope to the God who gives growth.
所以我们的盼望是定义叫人生长的神。
The God who makes things out of the parched desert become fruitful and alive and beautiful.
就是那个神能够叫沙漠变成一个绿洲，万物都可以生长的地方。
Your hope is not found by looking at yourself or even the leaders of your church.
所以你的盼望不是看你自己有什么，也不再看你的教会领袖有什么。
Your hope has to be anchored in God alone.
你的盼望只能定在神里面。
It's also interesting to note that Paul realizes He could not do what needed to be done by himself.
这里我们也很有趣的看到，保罗他自己清楚也知道，靠了他做不了什么。
He knew he had one task, one part of the job.
他知道他有一部分的工作。
But that God would use other people like Apollos to do other parts of the job.
神却使用其他人，像阿波罗，就把其他部分的工作也做好。
So there should be a sense that if you're here this morning,
只好像你们今天在这里。
The question is, are you carrying out your assignment that Jesus has given you?
我就问你，你有没有做好神托付给你的工作呢？
No one is here just to observe and to watch.
没有人在这里只是来看看、听听的。
Every believer in Christ is a servant of Christ.
每一个在主里面的人都是主的仆人。
And we anticipate that God will take what we, our service, and He will give growth.
我们就知道的，我们要奉献给神我们的工作，然后神就让这个工作来成长。
I wonder if the lack of God being able to grow the church.
我在想，有些神没有让某些教会成长。
It's sometimes because servants have simply stopped and sat down and are not serving.
因为某一些的工人就停工不做了。
God is the God of growth.
神是一个使人生长的神。
Our first anchor point.
我们第一点。
God is working before you show up.
我们就看到神在我们没做工之前已经在工作。
Our second anchor point.
我们第二点。
God takes our service that He assigns to us, and He brings growth from it.
神让我们把托付给我们的工作，我们在做完的时候，神是让这个工作成长。
Now one more story. Go back to the Old Testament.
那我们再看一个故事。我们现在我们就看旧约哈。
The book of Isaiah.
我们看以赛亚书。
Chapter 61.
第61章。
And again, let me tell you the story.
好，先跟你讲这个故事的背景。
Isaiah 40 to 66, those chapters.
以赛亚书的44到60章。
Were written by the prophet Isaiah while he was there around Jerusalem.
就是在以赛亚在耶路撒冷时候写的。
But they were written to be understood and used by the church in the future.
可是写的对象却是日后出现的教会。
The people of Israel were going to be removed from the land after Isaiah dies.
这些以赛亚死之后，这些以色列人会被神移到别的地方。
It will be the Babylonian captivity for 70 years.
就是在巴比伦呢，就会流放了70年。
Their temple will be destroyed.
他们的圣殿会被毁坏。
That was their national symbol of being a nation and a people, and it's destroyed.
这个圣殿就是他们一个民族、一个国家的一个象征，可是却被破坏了。
And God has told them the reason that they are in captivity is because they had been rebellious in their sin.
神清楚告诉他们，他们这边流放的原因是因为他们犯罪。
They had worshipped other idols and not the true and living God.
他们去拜其他的偶像，却不敬拜这位独一的真神。
And prophet after prophet had told them, repent.Come back, love the Lord your God and Him alone.
一个又一个的先知来提醒他们，让他们悔改，回归到神的爱里。
But the kings and the leaders led the people astray.
可是那些的王跟那些先知，却让这些那个祭司却让这些人民都走偏离。
The people had worshipped idols and not the true God.
所以当时的人却去拜那些偶像，而不敬拜真神。
And the people are there in Babylon.
当时那些在巴比伦的人
They're eating strange food.
他们吃一些很奇怪的食物
They're seeing members of their family die away from the homeland.
他们看到他们的亲人在远离家乡死在异乡
And they feel that they have no hope.
他们就感觉自己完全失去盼望
And then one day somebody takes out the scroll of Isaiah.
有一天有人拿起以赛亚书的书卷
As they begin to read in chapters 40 to 66,
当他们在读在40章到66章的时候
they realize that years before their captivity, God had given them message of hope.
他们就发现在远在他们被流放王国之前，神已经借着先知写书给了他们盼望。
Let's look at just a couple of verses.
我们只看几节的经文。
10 and 11.
就是61章的10到11节。
Isaiah 61, 10 and 11.
以赛亚书61章10到11节。
I will greatly rejoice in the Lord.
我因耶和华大大欢喜。
My soul shall exalt in my God.
我的心靠神快乐。
For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation.
因为他以拯救为衣给我穿上。
He has covered me with the robe of righteousness.
以公义为袍给我披上。
As a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress.
好像新郎戴上了华冠。
And as a bride adorns herself with her jewels.
又像新妇佩戴装饰。
For as the earth brings forth its sprouts.
田地怎样使百姓发芽，百谷发芽。
And as a garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up,
园子怎么样使所种的来发生？
So the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before all the nations.
主耶和华必照样使公义和赞美在万民中发出。
Notice that Isaiah uses two images here.
你看到以赛亚用到两个景象。
To describe the activity of God.
就在形容神的工作。
He says first that God has clothed them with garments of salvation.
第一，他是说神以拯救为衣给他们穿上。
He has covered them with robes of righteousness.
以公义为袍给他们披上。
And he compares their beauty to a bride and a bridegroom decked out in their very best on the day of their wedding.
就好像那些新郎新娘在他们结婚那天那么华丽的穿戴。
To these people who are without hope, he says, God loves you. He has provided a covering and a cleansing for you.
就在一些完全没有盼望的人当中，就告诉他，以赛亚提醒他们，神爱他们，就以拯救跟公义为给他们穿戴。
The second image he uses is of a garden.
第二个景象就用到一个花园。
We look at the garden and it's like just dirt.
我们看一个园子可能就是一些泥土。
But then the seeds that have been buried in the soil begin to sprout up.
可是那些藏在泥土里面的种子开始发芽了。
And there is life.
就有生机出现。
There is beauty.
要看到一片的美丽。
He says that's the way God is going to do with you.
也就是这样的景况，也就是神要在你生命上的工作。
You are now sort of at a low point in the dirt of Babylon.
好像你们现在就在巴比伦的淤土里，在一个人生的低谷。
But God has a plan for you.
可是神给在你身上有个计划。
And it's a beautiful plan.
这是一个美丽的计划。
Even though you have been rebellious children.
虽然你们是叛逆的百姓。
God has provided a way for you to come home and be beautiful.
可是神却给你一个方法回家，也让你变成美丽。
To be the people that He created you to be.
就是再次成为他要创造你成为他百姓的。
And for it to bring great glory to the nations.
而且会在万民中、万国中彰显神的荣耀。
Your third anchor point is this.
第三个定睛点呢？
You worship the God who makes you beautiful.
你敬拜一位让你变成美丽的神。
He provides you with salvation in Christ.
他在耶稣基督里给了你救恩。
You could not earn it or deserve it.
这是你自己赚不回来的。
Years ago, I was struggling with depression.
几年前呢，我有这个有沮丧的病况。
And a Christian counselor asked me two questions.
当时的一个基督徒的咨询师问了我两个问题。
And as I thought about those two questions for the next several weeks,
我在花了几个星期的时间来思考这两个问题。
God lifted my depression.
神就把我从这个沮丧中拯救出来。
Would you like to know those two questions?
你知道这是两个什么问题吗？
Question number one.
第一个问题。
It only works if you're a Christian.
只是对基督徒才有用的。
Question number one.
第一个问题。
Is there anything that you can do that will make God love you more than He already does?
有没有什么事情你可以多做的，让神能够更爱你呢？
Do you know the answer?
你知道这个答案吗？
Nothing.
The Bible says,
圣经告诉我们，圣经告诉我们没有。
There is nothing you could do to make God love you more.
没有什么事情你能多做的，让神能多爱你。
Than He does right now.
比他现在更爱你。
Second question.
第二个问题。
Is there anything that you can do that will make God love you less?
有没有什么事情你所做的让神不那么爱你呢？
No.
也没有。
That's the beauty of our salvation being provided for us in Jesus.
这就是借着耶稣基督给我们的救恩的一个奇妙。
But you see, I had fallen into a subtle trap.
你知道吗？我掉进了一个很微妙的一个陷阱。
I believed that God was like my parents.
我当时以为神就像我的父母一样。
And I grew up in a home where you really did have to earn your love.
你知道，我就是生长在一个你要做事情才能让父母疼爱你的环境。
If you did everything just right, you're a good child.
要你做的事情都对都好的话，那爸爸妈妈说你就是个好孩子。
But the moment you did something wrong,
当你做错了一些事情呢？
We will forget your name and forget that you're even part of the family.
我就忘记你的名字，我也不觉得你就是我们家里的一份子。
That's not God's family.
你知道吗？这不是神的家。
Salvation is a finished and complete gift brought to us in Jesus.
救恩是神已经在耶稣基督身上完成的，而且送了给我们的一个礼物。
Just like Isaiah wrote here in verse 10.
就好像以赛亚在第十节里面所说。
It is the work of God to clothe me with salvation.
就是神的工作，他以拯救为衣给我穿上。
It is the work of God who covers me in righteousness of.
这是神的工作，以公义为袍给我披上。
He's telling the children of Israel.
他告诉这些以色列的百姓。
There's nothing you can do to make God love you more, and nothing you can do to make God love you less.
没有什么事情你做了让神会更爱你，或者你做了让神不爱你。
God loves you.
神爱你。
He loves you.
神爱你。
He loves you.
神爱你。
He loves you.
神爱你。
Jesus died for you.
耶稣为你死了。
And God declares, I love you.
而且神也跟你宣告说，我爱你。
I love you.
我爱你。
I love you perfectly.
我完完全全的爱你。
I love you completely.
我完全的爱你。
I love you when you're a good child.
我爱你，当你是好孩子的时候，我爱你。
I love you when you're a bad child.
当你做不好的时候，我还是爱你。
I love you.
我就是爱你。
Will you bow down and just receive and rest in my love?
你能不能就这样跪下，谦卑地接受我对你的爱？
That's the anchor for your hope.
这就是你盼望的根由。
If you can do something to increase or decrease the love of God, then your Christian life depends on you.
当你觉得你可以做一些事情是让到神更爱你，或者让人不爱你的话，那是你自己以为的神的爱。
Your hope rests on you.
那是你自己的盼望，你的盼望在乎你自己。
And it will evaporate.
这样的盼望会消失的。
It will not last.
这样的盼望是不会长久的。
But a vibrant hope.
可是一个生机勃勃的盼望。
Rests in the God who makes us right with Him.
就是在接着耶稣基督使我们和好的神。
I would like to close the message this morning with a prayer.
我今天早上想跟大家结束的时候用这段的祷告。
It's a prayer that I've been praying every morning for the last 3 or 4 months.
在过去的三四个礼拜，我每天早上都这样祷告。
It's a prayer of hope.
这是一个盼望的祷告。
It speaks to all three of the anchors.
这是包括了我刚才所说的那个三个盼望的缘由根基。
That God is working in our world before we even show up.
就是神在我们还没有出现的时候，神已经在这世界做工。
God is the God of growth.
神是一个令人生长的神。
And God is the one who loves us and makes us beautiful in Christ.
就是神爱我们，要在耶稣基督里面让我们成为美丽。
Bow your heads with me and just listen carefully to the words.
请你们一起低头，请你细心听我的祷告。
And in your heart, maybe make these words your prayer to God.
在你的心里，也希望这个祷告成为你的祷告。
Good morning, God.
神啊，早安。
Thank you, Spirit of God, for being in me and for working all through the night.
住在我里面，又亦以基业工作的圣灵，我感谢你。
Forgive me for all of my sins through Jesus.
因耶稣基督的恩典，我一切的罪孽都被赦免了。
So I can start fresh and clean this day.
所以今天能够有一个全新的开始。
From long ago, my table and cup was set perfectly for today.
我的生命的筵席和福杯，你已早都为我预备好了。
You carefully allowed all my interruptions.
你让我生命中发生的一些的思绪。
All of my events.
所有的事件。
All of my delays,
延迟,
and even my health for today.
甚至我今天的健康状况,
help me to receive it with joy.
都希望你帮助我以喜乐的心来面对。
I know it's for your greater good.
我知道这是为要彰显你的良善。
And it's for my growth.
还是也是要帮助我成圣。
I recognize this day.
我知道今天。
That my body is a temple of your spirit.
就是我的身体是你圣灵的殿。
Welcome.
欢迎你来，圣灵。
I engage the spirit of God's thoughts.
我会将神你的你的你的我在我今天的心思意念。
God's love.
神的爱。
God's presence and power.
神的同在与全能。
Into all of my thoughts.
都放在我自己的心思意念。
Into all of my feelings, emotions,
在我的感觉，在我的情绪。
Persons and situations,
我的人格跟我的状况。
So I can be obedient to you in them.
所以我在凡事上都顺服你。
As a result,
借此
I expect to outflow God's supernatural actions.In all the little and big things of this day.
我都期待今天所有的大小事情，这神都会借着我显明你奇妙的作为。
As you powerfully work through my life.
因为你大能的手通过我的生命。
Help me to take credit like that of a mailman.
就让我成为你的一个信差。
For the delivery of your many wins and trophies.
就成来帮助你传达你这些得胜与赏赐的恩典。
That unfold today.
在今天向我呈现。
Help me to properly reflect.
让我很忠实的来反应。
The source of the gifts, which is you.
我一切恩赐的源头就是你。
As I deliver them.
让我来传递这些的赏赐的时候。
Please help me to do this well.
求你帮助我。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
I can pray boldly to my heavenly Father.
我就可以在神面前坦然无惧的祈求。
Even when I feel unworthy.
虽然我觉得我自己不配。
Or physically don't feel like it.
或者我的身体上软弱。
Amen.
Amen.